This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 340 for Thursday, April 8th. I'm Phil France Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Thursday, although activity was volatile with the front months trading in a wide range. Canola ending steady to up $12.20, May up $12.20 at $812.60 per ton. That contract had traded in a $30-plus range during the day. It's trading everywhere from $792 to $824. New crop November, it's up a dollar at $628 per ton. Gains in Chicago soy oil and soybeans provided spillover support, but the canola market outpaced its U.S. counterpart to the upside. Fund positioning was a feature with the nearby May contract hitting fresh highs as investors rolled positions into the more deferred months. Tight old crop supplies remained a major supportive influence, with mounting dryness concerns across western Canada also supportive. However, forecasts calling for much-needed precipitation over the next week did put some pressure on the new crop months. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat futures were all higher, with the grains leading to the upside. Soybeans up 6 cents in the May contract at $14.15 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales included net cancellations of old crop business of 92,000 tons, but new crop sales at about 340,000 tons topped trade guesses. The USDA's monthly supply-demand report will be released tomorrow, with pre-report positioning behind some of today's activity. Average trade guesses call for a slight tightening of U.S. soybean ending stocks compared to the last report. Corn, it's higher, underpinned by solid export demand, nearing new contract highs in some months. The May contract up 19 cents at $5.79 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales at 757,000 tons came in at the high end of trade guesses, with an additional 50,000 tons of new crop business also reported. Strong exports over the past month are expected to cut into U.S. ending stocks projections in tomorrow's USDA report. Wheat futures, they're higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 16 cents in May at $6.41 per bushel. Kansas City up 13 cents at $5.76 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 12 cents in the May contract at $6.28 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales included over 500,000 tons of new crop business that far surpassed trade guesses and provided support, despite disappointing old crop sales of only 82,000 tons. Dryness in the northern U.S. plains was especially supportive for spring wheat, with the Minneapolis spread over the winter wheats widening during the day. Forecasts calling for cold temperatures in the European Union were also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, April 8th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil France Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.